This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We have back on Dr. Dahlia. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. We got a lot to talk about. The abortion ban that they're calling it, out of a law that may be going to, well, will be going to Governor Ivey's desk for signing, votes to ban nearly all abortions except for those in cases of rape and incest. We're going to talk about that. And is Roe v. Wade in trouble? We have something called zombie raccoons reported in Riverside. Although this isn't Riverside, California. This is near Cook County in Illinois. We'll talk about what zombie raccoons are. Meanwhile, Ebola, they say, is now out of control. After months of begging us to do something and asking for our help while aid workers are being attacked, we're now being told that Ebola and the outbreak is, quote, out of control. We're going to talk about that and why that is bad. Some of you guys take tramadol, a lot of it. Tramadol, I've taken tramadol for various issues once in a blue moon, and it's preferable to these other opiates that are a lot stronger, but I've warned you guys about it getting addictive. Apparently, you have a lot of people now becoming addicted to tramadol. We're going to talk about that. Erectile dysfunction supplements that are all over the place in these stores. Do they work? Well, we'll see. And glucosamine supplements. There's a lot of glucosamine supplements people take for their joints, but they swear by them. Well, actually, they may work. You might be hitting the jackpot on that one. In fact, they may even lower heart disease. We have issues with people taking thyroid medication that may not to transgender women. Maybe getting breast cancer because they are taking extra hormones, and just a lot of stuff we need to talk about, especially the birth rate. U.S. birth rate is going down. People aren't having as many babies. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Husbands out there, you guys got a win the other day. You there got a win, and I tell you why. So I didn't realize, but I guess a couple days ago I was a little grumpy. Now I know I never get grumpy. I'm always in a happy mood. I'm like, dang, but no. I do get a little grumpy. I don't really get mad a lot because I'm always talking about it, and I'll complain about something. So I rarely yell. Like at my kids, I rarely have to yell at my kids. I really do. Like if they're fighting and I tell them to stop, I'm like, stop it, guys. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Did I say stop it? I said stop. You know, so I'll do that. But I don't really go from 0 to 100, but I do kind of get grumpy and I stay quiet about it for 28 days of the month. And day 29, except in February, I let whoever have it if they've been bugging me for a month, you know, doing the same thing, like leaving soggy bread in the bottom of the sink or things like that. And so what my husband did, which I thought was very effective, and you husbands might want to do that, is no, he didn't hold, you know, sex from me. No, he doesn't. I'm already used to that. I'm not sleeping with you. What? I'm used to that. That happened our first year of marriage. He's like, I didn't do anything wrong. He's like, you know what? This is my choice. That's neither here nor there. So he comes to me, and he just goes, you know, you yelled at me 3 different times. for three things, and I didn't do anything wrong. And I was like, okay. I'm sorry. First, I didn't yell. Well, you said this. I was like, I asked where the keys are. That's okay. It's okay. So he tells me the three times I didn't yell. Okay. But he calls it yelling. Okay. I mean, see, I always talk like this. So if I change my tone, like, hey, where, if I change my tone, he calls it yelling, right? Because my normal, you know, decibel level of discourse is, you know, then he goes, look, three times you yelled at me. And I forgot what I did. Oh, I think I yelled at him because he had the car keys. And there was, my kid's Jeep was in my way. I know, big problems. But, you know, my kid was, I don't know, sleeping in, and I had to go to work, and I was in a hurry, and I had to get to the show, and, you know, so I was like, how come I don't have a key to the Jeep? I'm, you know, I paid for the Jeep. It used to be my Jeep. I don't have a key to the Jeep. So maybe I did yell at him. And I called him, and then he's like, well, what do you want me to do? I go, I've asked you for an extra copy of the key a number of times. So that was one. And then I really don't remember the other two, unless maybe in my sleep. You know, I talk a lot in my sleep, and I really don't want him listening to that because I talk about Michael Fassbender a lot. He stars in a lot of my dreams. The last thing I need is him listening to what I'm dreaming about. But anyway, so apparently he convinced me that these three things were inappropriate. Now, between you and me, I had every right to rip him a new one. I did. Okay, but being a good wife, okay, if he feels overwhelmed by me snapping him three times, you know what I did? I go, you know what, all right, I'm sorry. I won't do that again. I'll communicate with you better. And he leaves, he was like 4 inches taller. Go, yeah, I told her. Now, you guys like, well, how is that a win for us? It's a win for, because organize your arguments. That's what we women do. When we prepare to lay into you, we've already for hours, if not weeks, been preparing our oral arguments. We're all trial lawyers by nature. We don't mean to be. And that's apparently what he did. He must have been prepared. And he walked in prepared, more prepared than I. If you are more prepared than the other person, you will always win. Have your art, just like with the kids. The reason we parents always win is because we know what the kids are going to say because we said it. So be prepared. So if your wife did something that ticked you off, oh, and you know her, don't just go, oh, that ticked me off. Do your homework. It's amazing because he won. He actually won. What? What a tough sir, Doc Dolly, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCTALI. Man, cupcakes are getting sweeter. I think they're adding too much sugar. I just had a cupcake, a partial cupcake, and I got that little bit of a tingle on my tongue, like I just took in too much sugar. I think they're adding way too much. You know, if you ever go to Europe, things aren't as sweet. Like, their chocolate tastes different because they don't add as much sugar as they do here. But anyway, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who was working the dials, and who is as sweet as the cupcake I'm eating. Day! And big thanks to you all. I have to get mushy. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Yeah, he's vomiting right now. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Alabama has voted to ban nearly all abortions, including cases of rape. No. Not including cases of rape. All right, we got to be very careful with some of these sources out there. But apparently the law in Alabama makes it a felony for a doctor to perform an abortion at any stage of pregnancy, punishable up to 99 years of jail, unless the woman's health is at serious risk. So then I need to double check that if this also includes. I was under the impression that it does allow it for cases of rape and incest. Now, this is huge. I didn't think Governor Ivey would sign it, but it sounds like she might. And this would then basically be one of the strongest moves a state has made. And we've had a lot of states starting to make more and more restrictive rules against abortion. But this is going to be one of the strongest, where they're not going after making it illegal if you want an abortion. They're just telling a doctor, you perform one, you go to jail. Now, I'm probably not the most popular source on this, and my opinion is probably not the most popular, because when I was a medical student, I mean, maybe I was a part of the majority, I don't know, but I thought that a fetus was alive since conception. And then when you see that heartbeat, and when you confirm the pregnancy, and, I mean, you could confirm it through the blood, you know, but then when you actually see it, and you hear it, and that baby's being made. Now, yes, there could be chromosomal issues, there could be, you know, low progesterone, there could be a variety of reasons that miscarriages happen. In fact, I had learned in medical school that only one-third of pregnancies actually make it naturally. You know, a lot of times we get pregnant, we don't even know. But I have to admit, and this is why I'm not the most popular, when I was in medical school, I was a little confused by how a doctor was allowed to perform an abortion. I'm not taking a political stand here. I'm just saying, going back when I was, you know, a young student, I was like, it's drilled into us to do no harm. And so I didn't understand if there was a heartbeat, why we're allowed to stop that. Now, I know there's all these arguments of women's choice and government can't tell women what to do with their body, and some of you don't think that the baby is alive because it's only a entity that has an organ that, yes, has started to beat, and, you know, I get all the different philosophical, you know, arguments. But as a medical student, and I don't think I was the only one, and I can't speak for everyone in my class, of course, you know, everybody had their own opinion. But from what I understood, you know, we talked about, you know, I was very communicative with my pro-choice brethren. The majority of us, if not all of us, that I had spoken to, you know, thought it was a life. In fact, one person who was pro-choice, very pro-choice, said, look, I went into medicine to save lives, not end them. And so we're not here to debate when I think it's a life, or when you think it's a light, et cetera. What the debate now is in Alabama is a doctor is not allowed to terminate or end the potential for something with a heartbeat to continue to grow. And that's a much different twist on the abortion topic. That starts to make this a lot more real. Roe v. Wade made it look, if you want to get an abortion, you're not going to go to jail. It's not illegal if you want to terminate your pregnancy. And then rather than doing back alley, you know, coat hanger sort of methods, you know, we will start moving towards, you know, allowing there to be safe places for you to go. And then Planned Parenthood exploded, and they got a lot of money, etc. But this is now a much different twist. This isn't even losing your license. If you are going to stop a heartbeat, whether it's a 55-year-old male, whether it's a 26-year-old girl, whether it's a 19-year-old college student, or whether it's a 7-week-old fetus, it's all a felony. And that really changes this whole discourse. You know, and I know me and a lot of doctors, we just couldn't do that. We know there's other doctors out there that do it. And we've been living since Roe v. Wade in a world where, okay, well, they do that and we don't. And that's the law. But I got to be honest with you. I mean, seeing what I've seen and delivering the number of babies I've delivered, and I can't say it's not alive. Right? It's alive. Now, one of you asked about this Hippocratic Oath. All right, here's a version of it, and it's changed, you know, throughout the years. But I think this one is, I think this one has been around now since the 60s. So when I graduated medical school, I had to say this oath. I swear to fulfill to the best of my ability and judgment this covenant. I will respect the hard-won scientific gains of those physicians in whose steps I walk, and gladly share such knowledge as is mine with those who are to follow. So you know how I make fun of some of these studies that are out there? Okay, I'm not supposed to do that. You know, somebody does a study and, you know, gets this big huge grant, you know, on like, you know, farts or whatever. I'm not supposed to make fun of them. I'm supposed to respect. Now, what they're really talking about is if there's, you know, a treatment for cancer, and there's proven data, I don't tell a patient, oh, that's BS, just eat this plant. That's what they're talking about. I respect that there's a science and I offer it to my patient. I will apply for the benefit of the sick all measures that are required, avoiding those twin traps of overtreatment and therapeutic nihilism. Yeah, I probably had trouble saying that because I have a little bit of a lisp. I will remember that there is art to medicine, see art, as well as science, and that warmth, sympathy, and understanding may outweigh the surgeon's knife or the chemist's drug. Very cool. I will not be ashamed to say I know not, nor will I fail to call in my colleagues when the skills of another are needed for a patient's recovery. Oh my God, yeah, I mean, every day I'm like, I help. What am I supposed to do? So basically, you're not supposed to be a smartass, acting like you know everything. I will respect the privacy of my patients, for their problems are not disclosed to me that the world may know. Most especially must I tread with care in matters of life and death. If it is given me to save a life, all thanks, but it may also be within my power to take a life. This awesome responsibility must be faced with great humbleness and awareness of my own frailty. Above all, I must not play at God. So, we are allowed to do euthanasia. Technically, through this, we're allowed to do abortions, to perform them. But they said this must be faced with great humbleness. They say, I will remember that I do not treat a fever chart or cancerous growth, but a sick human being whose illness may affect the person's family and economic stability. My responsibility includes those related problems if I am to care adequately for the sick. So, you know, MDs, I'm an MD, and MDs have been accused of not treating the person, but just treating the condition. That's wrong. That's always been wrong. We treat the person. I will prevent disease wherever I can, for prevention is preferable to cure. I will remember that I remain a member of society with special obligations to all my fellow human beings, those sound of mind and body, as well as the infirm. If I do not violate this oath, may I enjoy life and art, respected where I live, and remember with affection thereafter. May I always act so as to preserve the finest traditions of my calling. May I long experience the joy of healing those who seek my help. It's really beautiful. All right, 1-877-DOCTOR-SALLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi weighing in on the passage of the abortion bill in Alabama that would ban virtually all abortions without exception for rape and incest, calling it very sad and heartbreaking. And U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's running for the White House, says,
"It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights."
The Republican Governor Kay Ivey expected to sign the bill. Backers of the bill say they want to force the U.S. Supreme Court to make a decision on the defining question in the Roe v. Wade decision, which established a woman's right to an abortion. Experts have ruled the man suspected of plotting to burn down St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City just days after the fire at the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris is unfit to stand trial. PhD student Mark Lamparello, arrested in April for allegedly walking into the cathedral with gas cans and butane lighters. This is USA Radio News.
How to get a healthy smile? Celebrity dentist Dr. Daniel Nason says it starts with taking care of your enamel.
Over time, acids in our diet, such as citrus, seltzer, green juices, vinegar, and wine, can weaken our enamel through a process called demineralization. As enamel wears away, it exposes the yellow dentin underneath, discoloring and dulling our healthy smiles. When the enamel's gone, it doesn't grow back, making it that much more imperative to help repair and protect the enamel that you have. I recommend my patients use ProNamel's Intensive Enamel Repair twice a day. It works by helping lock in fluoride and calcium, vital minerals that are essential to rehardening enamel, deep into the surface of your teeth and help repair micro damage and promote remineralization. It also protects from future acid erosion, ultimately leaving teeth stronger and much more protected.
Use it twice a day, he says. What else? Wait 30 minutes before brushing after you've had acidic foods and use a straw for acidic drinks. Go to pronamel.com for more info.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly. So the point I want to make in the last segment before we move on is the Hippocratic Oath changed in the 1960s, which is the one that I said I had to take because I graduated medical school in the late 90s. And the do no harm was in the most original version. Primum non nocere, if I'm pronouncing it right. And it changed. In fact, a classical version that starts out with, "I swear by Apollo physician and Asclepius and Hygieia and Panacea and all the gods and goddesses, making them my witnesses, I will fulfill according to my ability and judgment this oath and covenant. And then as that oath goes on, it talks about that I will neither give a deadly drug to anybody who asks for it, nor will I make a suggestion to this effect. Similarly, I will not give a woman an abortive remedy. In purity and holiness, I will guard my life and my art. And the classical version, which is different, I'm not going to read the whole thing, was used before the modern version that was, I guess, created in 1964 by Louis Lasagna, an academic dean of School of Medicine at Tufts. And that's what's used in many medical schools today. I got to tell you, man, I wish I could remember, you know, in medical school, when you take the oath, you know, you're pretty overwhelmed. And I thought we had done the more classical version than the modern version. But then again, we're talking many, many years ago. So the idea of telling the doctor that it is illegal if you end a life, maybe it doesn't fit right with a more modern change to, you know, well, yeah, you know, we can choose death. We can't. I mean, even though we have more liberties with our oath and, you know, to the degree of the law, they have that power. So what happens next? USA Today talks about how there's a flurry of anti-abortion developments, like the fetal heartbeat laws we talked about in Ohio, Georgia, Kentucky, and Mississippi. And what the more conservative states are being accused of is to produce lawsuits that'll work through the lower courts, then ultimately get back to the nation's highest court so that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. Now, I don't know if Roe v. Wade will be overturned. I think the Supreme Court, even though they're more conservatively weighed, will probably allow Roe v. Wade to stand, saying, well, if you get an abortion, that's your choice. But I don't know if it'll interfere with the state telling a doctor that they can't end a life. Now, then the question comes out to be, well, if doctors can't perform abortions, or is there going to be a new set of specialists that are allowed to? Will there be some push for there to be a non-doctor to be able to perform these? Now, again, if it's a felony, it's a felony. And if that state is fighting for the fetus's right to life, then I don't think that would go far there either. They say a repeal of Roe, according to USA Today, would shift the battle from the federal courts to state legislators, where lawmakers in every state would make their own rules about when, where, and under what circumstances women could obtain abortions. Now, the reason why, again, this is surfacing, because some of you are like, oh my gosh, Roe v. Wade was 73. What are we doing now in 2019? Well, there's a lot of things that led to this. One was the funding of Planned Parenthood. A lot of people are mad that our taxpaying dollars are going to Planned Parenthood. A lot of people are mad that they had a lot of power. What happened with Komen for the Cure, when they had declined to donate 1 year during the recession to Planned Parenthood? Planned Parenthood went crazy, from what I understand, and got Congress involved. And I was like, I thought this was all charitable. I don't, Komen for the Cure, I'm a real big fan of. They're a charity that, you know, helps women with breast cancer. Not exactly sure why they have to give money to Planned Parenthood. I get Planned Parenthood does breast screens, etc. But then if somebody can't provide funding, you know, and say, well, you know, thank you, hopefully next year. But gosh, Komen for the Cure really got beat up over that. And so that kind of made people scratch their heads going, okay, whoa, 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 how much money is needed? I mean, how many abortions are actually being done? Now, some sources, I had seen 1.2 done a year. Another source says 638,000. I don't know if we're going to get the true number. I mean, it's supposed to be reported. But a lot of people out there are like, look, can we just stay out of the abortion issue altogether? Just don't take my tax dollars. I don't want to vote on it. Keep me out of it. And then you have some states going, look, I don't want my money going to it. Well, if you have enough voters And if it's your district, or if it's your state, and you have that state right, and those voters are like, I don't want 1 cent going to something that I don't believe in, or to, you know, to that particular person against their religion, does that state have a right to not, for, I mean, do those citizens have a right to not pay taxes for that? Now, somebody could say, yeah, well, Dr. Dahlia, you know, what if somebody doesn't want to, you know, make a street or build a school? Well, we're talking about religious beliefs. There's not a lot of religious beliefs out there that are anti-school or anti-roads. But there's a lot of religious beliefs out there that are anti-abortion. So do citizens have to pay, you know, have to subsidize those? So if Roe v. Wade gets overturned, or if it doesn't, and states start to make their own rules, then certain women are going to have a tougher time. Is that a bad thing? Is that a good thing? Do, you know, people claim, well, gosh, you know, if there's less access to abortion, then people will be trying to perform it themselves with coat hangers. You know, I hope not. But what I'm for, no matter what happens with this, is that there doesn't have to be a half a million to a million needing to be done every year. I would love to see, you know, less unwanted pregnancies. We're spending so much time fighting abortion and funding abortion and the controversy over Planned Parenthood. And, I would really like to see a lot more effort going into birth control access and avoiding unwanted pregnancies. Because that really gives me the heebie-jeebies that we are stopping the heartbeat anywhere from 600,000 to a million to a year. Does it really have to be that many? Why are we getting knocked up to that high? I mean, year after year after year, why? Again, in the olden days, I was like, whoa, I better think this one through because I don't want to get pregnant. You know, well, let's just go to third base or let's just do some other stuff. But now it's, I've talked to kids. You know, when kids have come into my office, sexually active, wanting birth control, I go, all right, well, what's your plan B? If the birth control doesn't work, you forget to take it or you get pregnant, what's your plan B? Oh, I don't have a plan B. Well, you should always have a plan B. You know, decide to start having sex is, you know, a pretty big responsibility. You know, what happens if you get pregnant? Oh, I'll just get an abortion. I don't like that thinking. Oh, it's okay, I'll just get an abortion if I get pregnant. That bothers me. Not from so much a religious standpoint, it's having an abortion is not the easiest thing to do. You know, having sex is a huge responsibility. Some people have STDs for life. You know, herpes. We talk about herpes a lot. Well, herpes doesn't kill, and herpes, but technically, if you have a herpes outbreak when you're pregnant, yeah, it can kill the baby. So, you know, having sex requires a lot of planning. I know, I'm not the most, right, what's the word for it? Okay, maybe I'm not as fun as other women are, but still. All right, there's a lot of responsibility. You got to think this through. 1-877-DR-DALLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here.
How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say transgender women may increase their risk of getting breast cancer by taking hormones. They say people who were born male but take estrogen to transition to a woman are more likely to get breast cancer than men. Transgender men lower their risk of breast cancer because they take testosterone. Now, I know some of you guys kind of get confused. Is a transgender woman born a woman or born a man? So, a transgender woman is the delineation of a woman that has chosen to be was not born as a woman, but has chosen to be a woman. Transgender. Okay? So when you hear, because some people will say, okay, well, transgender woman is a woman who wants to turn into a man. That's not how they use the term anymore. It used to be. So if I was born a woman and I wanted to be a man, I would be a, you know, woman who was transgender. That's how it used to be. Now, I would be called a transgender man. Not a chromosomally born that way man, but I'd be a transgender man. And that's how the delineation is. But I think a lot of people still use it interchangeably. So, if I wanted to transition to become a man, I gotta do something with the breasts. Okay, you guys have seen them. It's like, geez, no way! No way to live a life as a man with these puppies. So, I would need to kind of stop the flow of estrogen. Kind of minimize it drastically, not even minimize it, maximally minimize it. And I would also have to lower my voice. I'd want to get some more facial hair. I'd want to have less of a softer look, you know, and so we would be taking more testosterone. And so that seems to start mitigating some of my breast cancer risk. Now, somebody could say, but Dr. Dahlia, taking excess hormones could still put you at risk. It can, for other things, and maybe by another avenue, I could still, you know, of course, I'd still be at risk for breast cancer. If you have breast tissue, men, women, you're at risk. But they're saying that mitigates a little bit. But if you're a male, and males do have breast tissue, they still can get breast cancer. This can increase your risk of breast cancer. So the research follows previous studies that have shown that hormone replacement therapy increases the risk of breast cancer in menopausal women. And the study published in the British Medical Journal suggests that a hormone treatment could similarly increase the risk of breast cancer among transgender women. Breast cancer, as you know, is one of the most common cancers. Scientists at the University Medical Center in Amsterdam, investigated rates of breast cancer in nearly 3,500 transgender people receiving hormone treatment compared with the general Dutch population. Of the 2,260 transgender women they looked at, 15 were diagnosed with invasive breast cancer, a higher rate than the general male population. Now, somebody would say, well, 15 is not a lot, but that is, though. I mean, getting breast cancer, yeah, we could do a lot these days, but that's still no easy task. And even at that rate, I mean, you do need to warn people that if they are going to start going down this path of using, you know, a very high dose of hormones, you know, or different hormones than what their body produces to that level, we all produce testosterone and estrogen, you could be at risk for cancer. That is statistically significant. In the 1,229 transgender men, there were 4 cases of invasive breast cancer, a lower rate than the general female population. So the authors concluded that the absolute overall risk of breast cancer in transgender people remain low, and therefore it seems sufficient for transgender people using hormone treatment to follow screening guidelines as for cisgender people. Research suggests a link between HRT and breast cancer. All right, so they say adults who suffer from gender dysphoria, a mismatch between their biological sex and gender identity, are offered hormone therapy. And transgender women who were born male will take estrogen. It reduces their body hair, causes their breasts to grow. Transgender men take testosterone, which causes them to build muscle, have more body and facial hair. Now, there's other things that we do. There's the addition of breast tissues. There's ways to actually make a phallus or a penis. There are, sometimes with surgery, penises will be removed. So there's a variety of different things that are done. With transgender surgeries and treatments, it's not just one. There's a whole variety of things from anywhere from, look, you know, I just want some mild changes to I want the whole gamut. And not publicized a lot is regret. And the regret, which a lot of people aren't defining as properly as they should, people will say, well, yeah, you know, they regret because, oh, they don't like the breasts anymore, or they don't like, it's not a like or a preference thing. You know, many people that are transgender that have their whole, they have their whole lives to think about what they want and, you know, where they feel they're supposed to be in society. It's not usually a rushed judgment. So I never accuse anybody who's transgender to have rushed to that. Some of these teenagers are rushing, but most people that are adults, that's not it. What ends up happening is your body senses things are foreign. Whether it's excess hormone, whether it's a body part, whether it's the development of a new body part, and your body is very, very smart and very keen. It's like, you know how some of you guys, you know, will like, you know, pick at your pimples. And you're like, gosh, why do I do that? Why can't I leave it alone? It's just, if I know it's there, I have to play with it. Some people will really be obsessed with that. Well, that's your body doing its job. If you have a little infection in there, or you have something in there, you know, your mind will tell you to, you know, help get it out. Now, you're not supposed to. You know, you're not supposed to pick at them and scratch at them or whatever. But some infections, if you know, get kind of itchy. And why is that? Because that's your body trying to have you scratch it out or pick it out. So when your body, because remember, your body has been your body even before you were born. So it knows what's supposed to be. It doesn't care if you want to be male or female or, you know, if you want to climb a mountain or if you want to be, you know, in New York tomorrow morning when you live in Hawaii and, you know, that it doesn't care about whether you want to do something. It knows how to acclimate and it knows what you need. So when you do try to make breasts happen, and yeah, we're successful to grow breasts with estrogen. We're pretty damn good at that. That doesn't necessarily mean the body's going to take it well. And I am very excited for hopefully some of these studies coming around the bend. And I really, really thank those who are being open about their satisfaction with the changes they went through. Because if we want to progress in the field of transgender medicine and help people transform to who they want and transition to who they want to, we've got to be really, really honest and upfront about the risks, about the side effects, about the withdrawals people may have, or the regret. And if somebody is regretting a decision and not because they're like, no, I really want this, it's just I don't feel good, then why aren't they feeling good? Is it that you can't just give a whole bunch of hormones and hope it works? Now, you have a lot of people that, you know, might not want to, you know, a lot of expense, a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of support went into it. Many people may feel like they can't talk about it. That's why we have to do a scientific study and say, all right, I want to hear all the side effects you're having. I want you to be really, really honest. This is just in a scientific, all your answers are going to be anonymous. But we need to find that out so we can make the transition easier. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.